Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Currie, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as a look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Currie. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we started for the rest of this month. We're looking at healing. Now, we're not just talking about healing the physical body. We're talking about healing of the emotions as well, abuses and all kinds of stuff that have happened and left us scarred in our minds and our memory. God heals that as well. I want you to know that God, He begins a good work. He's also faithful to complete that work. He does a complete healing in people that understand and know how to get the healing. So we're going to pick it up again today. This comes from our Healing Academy, which I do every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. live on Zoom, our Facebook, YouTube, and our webpage. So if you want to join us, please join us on any of those, and you can join us totally free. We send out a link if you give me your email, and we will send out that link to you. Just click on the link and it gets you in automatically. So let's pick up where we left off yesterday. And so there is help available. But number one is God. He's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord your healer. But now we think He'll only heal arthritis and heart problems and blood problems and whatever it is, a cut and a wound and a break and a broken leg or whatever. He'll heal that. But no, He will heal the complete human. He saved you. You're going to heaven. He's in your spirit. Now, He took the whooping on His back to get you healed completely. He heals a broken in heart, the brokenhearted, from whatever has broken your heart. One of the words is even having a breakdown. Someone had a breakdown. Why? Your heart was crushed, your mind, your thinking. You know, I'm telling you, stress can bring sickness on more than sickness bringing sickness on. That sounds crazy, doesn't it? I don't know. Well, if you're hanging around with people that have got flu, they got sickness, and you're not strong in faith, you can get flu. But your mind is more powerful than the flu they carry. Oh, come on. That's a word you should write down. You should say, my mind is more powerful than the flu and sickness people carry. It's more powerful. Your mind is more powerful. That's how God designed us. And as a man thinks in his heart, which is your mind, will and emotions. So now listen. God will heal whatever abuse and wounds and mind games people have played with you. Oh, my God. Mind games. Oh, my Lord Jesus. Have you ever experienced mind games? People manipulate with their thinking. They manipulate with their minds. They manipulate you into doing things. Let me tell you what, that is witchcraft, the Bible says. If I manipulate somebody to do something I want them to do, that's witchcraft. A controlling spirit, let me tell you what, a controlling spirit is witchcraft. Yeah, a Jezebel spirit is witchcraft. Yeah. Come on, guys, you got to understand that there's a war out there. And the war's after your soulish realm, your mind, will, and emotions. That's the devil's playground. You never take him on with a fight up here. You take him on with a fight from your spirit, man, faith. Our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's where the battle is. Not in your flesh. Come on. It attacks your mind. Your mind starts saying, I'm sick. I'm going to get this. That's coming. I don't know how we're going to make it. What's going to happen? And so be it. As a man thinks in his mind, his soulish realm, so he will live. Woo, this is a powerful word. I've taught this for years and years and years, and I'll never stop teaching it because it's God's word and it's true. Wow. Okay, so there are some that, you know, like bipolarism, you're going to need God in this. You're going to need to come against that thing. You're going to need to take those thoughts captive. You're going to need to start doing something. Go see the doctor. Go get whatever medication. I don't care, but take it to God. And I'm telling you, after every dosage of whatever it is you're taking for whatever, you say, by the stripes on Jesus' back, I'm healed in my mind as well as my flesh. Mm. Well, God can heal my flesh, but I'm not sure about my mind. Oh, God, the one who knows your thoughts before you think them, he can't do something about that. He can't help you. He can't pour on the healing balm of Gilead and remove all that abuse and hurts and make it completely forgotten. Of course he can. If he can take your sin and cast it in the sea and never remember it again, he can take what someone did to you and abused you, cast it into the sea, and you will never remember it again. So I didn't know I was going to speak more on this, the abuse of the mind in the soulish realm. Words, people said and people did and people demonstrated. And you know, the problem is, even the people closest to us, many of the people closest to us, even they don't know what we've been through because we hide it so very, very well. My God, we are masters at hiding things. Yeah. You think I'm kidding. We are masters at hiding hurts and pains and wounds and contamination and messed up and thoughts and fears and doubts and unbelief. We are masters at covering it up. Oh, we got the masks. My God. We're masters at putting masks on. Look, here's my church mask. Hi, y'all. God bless you. Praise be the Lord. Praise hallelujah. Boom, boom, boom. And then we would go home and we would lie down on the bed crushed. God knows what you're going through. God knows every hurt, every pain, every sigh, all the suffering, where it came from, how it came, why it came. And he's able to do something about it. We've got to turn to God to remove those wounds. And so many people are held back emotionally, relationally, and even spiritually. We're talking about now today in this era, because of something that happened way back. Or it doesn't only have to be way back. It could have been a month ago. But you know, I want to say this as well. Something else. There are married couples today. Married couples today that are living a mediocre life. The husband does things the wife is not happy about. And the wife does things the husband is not happy about. And there's this undercurrent. Oh, Jesus. Look, this is from God, okay? So I'm the messenger. Don't shoot me. There's this undercurrent of unforgiveness, of anger, of bitterness towards each other that we're aware of, but we're not aware of it. We cover it. We hide it. We may say something about it, but the reaction we get is not what we need or want or expect. So we shut up about it, and they go through life raising children. Now, don't get guilty, because God changes us in a second. Raising kids, and kids are not stupid. They know. They know what's going on, and they don't see the romance. They don't see the love the husband has for the wife and the wife, the respect and honor and love she has for the husband. They don't see that. And so now they go and find someone just like daddy or just like mommy, and they live the same kind of life because mommy and daddy didn't take care of it. I've discovered what marriage should be like. Boom. Came out of the blue. Boom. Came in the worst moment of my life, boom. And now I see marriage should be the best thing. Because you know what marriage is? Let me tell you what marriage is. Marriage should represent you, the bride, and Christ, the groom. Think about it. He's a groom coming back for his bride. That's how it should be. And he said, those that love me will obey me. He talks love. He is love. That's what marriage, an earthly marriage, should represent godliness. Can God make my marriage better, even though I've been married for 25 years and it's messed up and it's okay, it's mediocre? God doesn't like mediocre. Mediocre is enemy of good, and good is enemy of best. God wants you to have the best life. He said, I've come to give you life and life more abundantly. A bad relationship is not an abundant lifestyle. Amen. Please, I'm not trying to hurt anyone. I'm trying to get us free. I've learned some stuff. I'm trying to get us freed up. Now, I know marriages that are wonderful and amazing. Pastor Joe, for instance, with his wife, the two of them were like, wow. I used to go to them and speak to them. When I was going through some trials and tribulations, they were one of the couples as well. In fact, I had three couples with them. But they were one of the couples that I'd meet on a basis with him and his wife, and we'd talk, and they'd pray with me and encourage me, and I saw their marriage. They had a great marriage. There are people in our church that have got great marriages, but it's very few and far between. We need to take the mask off, get the help that's necessary to get, and fix it. Because it should be something of bliss. Marriage should be blissful. It should be, oh, wow. Do you ever look at your wife or your husband and say, wow? It can happen. I promise you, you call God in on this thing. You call him in, say, Lord, my marriage is good, and I thank God for you bringing me to this person and this person to me, but I'd like it to become what you want it to be. What shall we do? Where shall we go? How can we do this? Get some help. Get some books. Get some counsel. Get something. Make it exciting. Get a date night, for goodness sake. You've got to keep this alive. The devil will come in here and try to smash up a good relationship every single time. If he resorts to lying, he will do it, because he's the father of lies. So you got to get the place where you say, I'm getting help for whatever needs I have. God will be in the absolute middle. He'll be in the absolute middle. Are you listening to me? If you go and get help, he will be in the absolute middle of your marriage. And the problem is, you see what happens with us. I didn't mean to speak this, but we're going to keep going. Because God heals the whole man, the whole woman. Amen? Spirit, soul, and body. He doesn't heal the spirit. He creates a brand new spirit. But he heals the soul and the body. Right? If he healed the spirit, then I'd be a healed sinner. He doesn't heal a spirit that's sinful. He takes the old sin spirit away, gives me a brand new spirit, and he says, now you're clean enough for me to live in. I don't need the ark anymore. I don't live in a box. I live in a person. You're the temple of God. So he gives you a brand new spirit so you can live in it. But now he can heal the soulish realm and the fleshly realm. Guys, I pray to God that you're getting what I'm bringing, because I don't know how it's coming across, but I know God's giving me this. And sometimes this stuff happened to you as a child or person or as a teenager or even the previous year. And you know what happens? We go into a marriage. I never took care of my problems. I get married. So I come with my baggage, all my hangups, my shortcomings, my things that anger me and my addictions. I come into the marriage with that. She does the exact same thing. She doesn't get it taken care of. She comes in with all of her baggage. And now, boom. We wonder why the kids are nuts. They're not nuts, but they can be off the chain a little bit. We've got to take care of business. It's not too late. The great news is it's never, ever too late. With God, they try to say, if you had been here, Lazarus wouldn't have died. He's 4 days in the tomb dead. Jesus said, it's not too late. Boom! Thank you for joining us at Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. in our Tradition Town Hall facility at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie. We look forward to seeing you there.